Welcome back to Send Off, an audio devotional to send you off encouraged and challenged by God's Word. Today on Send Off, we look at how a Christian should view oneself. In other words, what does the Bible have to say about self-esteem, self-image, and self-worth? Well, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Meekness is a word that we don't use too often, but it can be defined like this: a gentle humility. In other words, meekness is one who is amazed that God and man can think of him as well as they do and treat him as well as they do. You see, meekness is to be the attitude of a Christian. Meekness has also been defined by cutting the word in two parts: me-ek. It's not thinking very highly of oneself. Jesus gives us the reasoning why meekness is the attitude for a Christian in John 15, verse 5. In John 15, verse 5, we read Jesus saying, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." You see, the meek man is a humble man and is a man that knows that they can do nothing without God. "I am completely incapable to do anything good without the help of God because I am sinful. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And then we read, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." You see, the meek man understands there's a poorness in spirit, there's a mourning within oneself, understanding that we are bad in it of ourselves. You see, this is opposite from what our world tells us now. Culture and the world and society tells us that we're pretty good people and that we can do a lot of great things. And in fact, we're so good that you need to boost your self-esteem, put your confidence in oneself. You see, that's what the word self-esteem means. The word self-esteem means to confidently put your trust in yourself, or a confidence of trusting one's abilities. But the meek man does not trust himself because the meek man understands there's nothing to trust. So does it mean that we have low self-esteem? Yes, because a Christian is to have Christ esteem. What does that mean? It is to have a confidence in trusting God's abilities and not our abilities. It's understanding what Jesus is saying in John 15, verse 5, that we can do nothing apart from God. When I begin to trust myself, I will always fail myself. But the good news is that whenever we put our trust in God, He will never fail us. So on one side of the coin, a Christian is to realize that apart from God, we can do nothing. But with God, we read in Philippians 4:13, "I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Why? Because it is Christ in me, the hope of glory. It is as the Holy Spirit lives within me, dwells in me, and I'm living and walking a life with Jesus, that then Jesus is able to give me strength, and He is able to do anything that He desires. For what is impossible with man is possible with God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So how a Christian to view himself is two-sided. Two sides to the same coin. We aren't to condemn ourselves and feel guilty because we're sinful people. No, it's just for us to realize that in ourselves, there's nothing to trust. That apart from God, we can do nothing. So we put our trust, we put our faith in God, and we lean on Him rather than ourselves, and He will never fail us. And so one side of the coin is understanding, I can't do anything without God. But the other side is, I can do everything with God. Why? Because it is God that's working in us. And so be encouraged today. You don't need to have. So then when we consider the word self-worth, we understand that we aren't supposed to have a low worth of one's life, because Jesus makes it clear all lives matter. We know that God desires that no man perish, but all come to everlasting life. Every person's life matters because they are made in the image of God. They have a worth to their life, but that worth can only be found as we put our identity, as we place our identity and our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ. And so that's the challenge today. Are you trusting in your own abilities? Are you trusting in your own resources? Are you trusting in your own intellect or your own looks? As we trust in ourselves, as we have a high self-esteem, we'll always fail ourselves. But instead, put your worth, put your trust in God, and He will not fail you, because I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.